Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We are joined by Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, representing the people of the state of Florida in the United States House of Representatives. He has been a leader in the United States Congress on Latin American issues for many years, and it's a real privilege to have you with us, Congressman, to celebrate, I gather, an actual victory on behalf of American interests in Latin America. They're few and far between these days, it seems. Tell us about the progress that's just been made on the Colombian free trade deal and what it might portend.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. You're absolutely right. It is a huge victory. For years, we have been pushing for a free trade deal with Colombia. Colombia happens to be our strongest ally in Latin America. They're a miracle of success. It was a close to being a failed state just over a decade ago. They've turned it around. Now they are a model democracy. They continue fighting, but they basically have almost won entirely the war against these narco-trafficking left-wing guerrillas, the FARC. They now are training the police forces of 19 countries around the world, our allies, including Afghanistan and Mexico, et cetera. Again, they're a model of what a democracy can be when it's well-led and when the people support the government. So we've been trying to get this free trade deal with Colombia for years. President Bush signed it. Colombia supports it. But for some reason, President Obama has just refused to do so.
And is there an explanation for, what justification has he given to date, and what's changed
in recent days? Yes, it's really interesting, sir, because we've been trying to get that for years, and it's been a moving goalpost. And so every time we would ask him, they would tell us different things. I had a bunch of meetings, a number of meetings with them personally, and sat down with the individuals who were even negotiating the deal, and I would say, okay, specifically what is it that's still out there? And they couldn't give it to us. They had no real issues. Look, they were complaining about Colombia, I think for political reasons, which is really, frankly, patently unfair and sad. In the meantime, while President Obama refused to bring forward the free trade deal with Colombia, we lost about $1 billion a year in agriculture sales to Colombia. So it actually costs us thousands of jobs.
And as I understand it,
going forward.
Yeah, Congressman, as I understand it, the problem here was that we really were the ones that were being punished. The Colombians already had the sort of preferential terms, and it just made absolutely no sense at all. Now, the president, in his meeting with the Colombian president yesterday, as I understand it, came up with some sort of agreement to improve the conditions of labor union personnel and so on. Was this really nothing more than a fig leaf?
It was basically face savings for the President of the United States, which he could have done 2 years ago. In essence, look, the real reason that the Colombia Free Trade Deal now has become a reality, we have the votes. We've always had the votes, by the way, on a bipartisan basis in Congress.
On both sides of the Hill.
Absolutely, and it's always been the President of the United States that hasn't wanted to do it. Now, what he basically did is he got some minor little things that Colombia agreed to do, which Colombia would have always agreed to do it. They would have agreed to do it 2 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever, in order for the president to be able to say that he got some changes. Now, there are no changes to the actual agreement, by the way. It's some face-saving measures, which, by the way, that's fine. The question is, why didn't he do this 2 years ago? We would have saved and created thousands of jobs in the United States. But anyways, fortunately, we are where we are. Now, I will tell you that this would have never happened without the leadership of Speaker Boehner, of Chairman Dave Camp, a Ways and Means Committee Chairman, his subcommittee Chairman Kevin Brady, who insisted that if the President was going to send us the South Korea deal, which we all support, by the way, he had to include Colombia, otherwise he would not get any of it. And that forced President Obama to finally move forward, get serious, and recognize the best ally that we have in Latin America, that is Colombia.
Well, listen, congratulations to all the men you've mentioned and to you too, because I know you have been working tirelessly to get this done, and hats off to the whole team. Let me ask you, while we're talking about Colombia, if I may, Congressman Diaz-Balart of Florida, there is this potential problem that, as you know, is hanging out there. And I wonder whether you've addressed it, whether it came up in yesterday's meetings to the best of your knowledge. And that is the disposition of a chap by the name of Waleed Mukhlid, who is, as you know, prime source of intelligence about what has been going on with Hugo Chavez of Venezuela and drug trafficking and terrorist organizations and so on. There's a question as to whether he will be extradited from Colombia, which now has him in custody, to Venezuela or to the United States. What's the latest on that you know of?
Well, let me tell you, that would be a travesty if he was extradited to Venezuela. And I can tell you, though, however, that and I've had multiple confirmations of this, is that the government of Colombia offered this individual, this dangerous individual, to the United States Department of Justice. And the United States Department of Justice says, we do not want it. Yes. Now, we've confirmed that. We have multiple confirmations of that. You might want to talk to Congressman Connie Mack, who's the chairman of the subcommittee on our hemisphere.
Absolutely.
In the Foreign Affairs Committee. He can give you even more frankly, the damaging details and you know, painful details. But yes, it seems that the government of Colombia offered this individual to be extradited to the United States, and the Department of Justice said, no,
this is a scandal.
It is totally scandalous. I really think that if in fact it is correct, and I've been able to confirm it, so it is correct. It is scandalous. This is a threat to our national security.
Absolutely.
Scandalous, and one has to ask the question, why? What is it that they don't? Why don't they want him here? Is it that they don't want to deal with the information that this individual has? They don't want to deal with the fact that Chavez is a state sponsor of terrorism. I don't know what it is, but Colombia offered this individual, and the Department of Justice, our Department of Justice, the United States Department of Justice, said, no, we don't want him.
Well, this is, I'm sorry to say, as you know, Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, not the only instance in which the Eric Holder, Barack Obama Justice Department have acted in ways that are, at best inexplicable and at worst downright insidious from the security interests of the United States. But this cries out for congressional oversight hearings, and we will try to get in touch with Congressman Mack and find out what he intends to do about it. But I hope this will be something that you and your colleagues who do understand the importance of our hemisphere to our security will be raising hell about in the days ahead.
Well, we're dealing with an individual who reportedly has an amazing ton of information regarding Hezbollah's relationship with the Venezuelan military. In other words, with Chavez. I don't call Chavez President Chavez. He's a dictator. He's not president.
Yes.
It is really inexplicable. And how you would turn down a person with this much intelligence and of this much value for our criminal justice system.
As I understand it, the problem is that he will likely be extradited as a result if he's not coming to the United States to Venezuela, where he will certainly meet his maker, I'm afraid, and probably under very unhappy circumstances indeed.
Well, he will either meet his maker if they want to just shut him up, or they'll shut him up and continue to do business with him. But either way, those are not the viable alternatives.
Not good
again,
for us.
So that's correct.
Let me just ask you. Was this new information? Is this a recent turn down, or is this something that's been out there for a while that we've just discovered?
I just discovered it recently, but I know that Congressman Mack has been pursuing this for quite some time now, and he's pretty much gotten to the bottom of it and has gotten it from the top, this information that our Department of Justice turned down this individual for extradition to the United States.
Well, Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, you've made some news with us here today at Secure Freedom Radio, and we will be taking this up as a cause, because I believe that it is not only a scandal, as we've agreed, but it is a real and present danger to American security not to understand as well as we can the full extent of the threat that Hugo Chavez represents, both with respect to the drug trafficking and Hezbollah and Iran and so on, all of which this fellow Waleed Mukhlid is in a position to advise us about. So thank you for this information, Congressman. Thank you for your great work, and congratulations again on the free trade agreement with Colombia. I really hope that this will mark a new and very important milestone in a strategic relationship that is, as you say, of extraordinary importance in our region and beyond. Thank you again, sir, for joining us, and we'll talk again very soon. Next up, we have Bill Gertz taking us inside the ring. You're not going to believe the latest on China and the Pentagon. Straight ahead.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Songer.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit cards.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?